At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's a game day edition. Hornets back to work after 2 days without game action. They'll take on the Philadelphia 76ers tonight at the Hive Spectrum Center. Tickets are available at Hornets.com. We'll have our game preview for that one. We are also going to talk about the latest rookie ladder. Mark Williams has actually fallen off the board. Makes sense. He hasn't played in the last couple of games, but we'll talk about what it means, where he actually fits in currently with this rookie class. And, hey, it's March Madness. We'll have another tie-in there here with our guest today. He's the sports director at Spectrum News One. You can see him nightly there and also covering Hornets games and everything else going around the Queen City and the state of North Carolina at large. Mike Solarte back with us once again. Mike, thanks so much for joining us in studio this time.
I know. This is awesome. I don't have to hold my phone up to my face. I can look right at you. This is awesome. Thanks for having me in.
We are thrilled to have you here. As I mentioned, it is March Madness. Tell me, do you have a strategy when you're filling out your bracket? I'm assuming yours, like mine, is busted at this point. We're a day in.
Yeah, I mean, usually I go with which mascot would win in a fight. And that's,
okay.
You know, and then if that doesn't work, if I have a tie on both ends, then it's a dart, you know, dart at a dart board. I mean, something like that.
I like it. I go with whichever team's colors most closely correspond with the Charlotte Hornets. That's why I've got Texas A&M Corpus Christi taking down Alabama round one.
Excellent. Well, that's good.
Obviously, everyone should be looking at our brackets for thoughts on what they should do in the future. In all seriousness, is there a team? Are there players? Is there something you're going to be watching this tournament for with the Hornets in mind? Or, like most of America, this is one of the great spectacles in sport that we all get to enjoy, March Madness, the brackets, and there are month-long focus on the NCAA. How do you view this tournament?
I view the tournament as just a month-long party of college basketball. I mean, you know, the players... There's nothing that I'm going to see during the NCAA tournament that general managers around the association haven't already seen in the regular year. So to me, this is a time for me to just enjoy the games, enjoy the buzzer beaters, enjoy the great plays, enjoy all the things surrounding college basketball, because it really is truly a celebration of the game. There are ways I would like to see the tournament fixed, though.
Do tell.
Well, look, you want to have your first four? Okay, I get it. But your first four should not include any team that won a conference championship. They earned the right to be in the field of 64. Don't make them play their way in. And call it the first four. We all know it's a play-in. I mean, let's just call it what it is. If you've got at-large teams that you think are fringe, then send them to Dayton. Let the Howards, let the Texas A&M Corpus Christi's, let those teams enjoy the full scope of it, as opposed to having to bite their fingernails off after Selection Sunday saying, goodness, we got to play Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever it is, just to advance into the big field. Give the conference championships that free pass. If they're going to be a 16, they're a 16. So be it. They're going to be a 12. So be it. That's what I think. That's the only way that I would like the first four. I've never been a big fan of the first four because I feel like it's a play-in portion of it. But if you want your conference, no matter what level it is, if your conference has an automatic bid, you automatically get to the field of 64. Let the at-large bubble teams, the fringe teams, fight it out to get into the dance.
It's interesting. Interesting. We're kind of going off the rails from Hornets topics.
I know.
It's that time of year, though. I'll throw one at my rule would be if you're not 500 or better in your conference, you can't go. And I know there are certain power conferences out there where you can make an argument every one of the teams in it is better than the second best team in a potentially two-bid league. And I get that, but you're playing at the end of the day for a national championship. So if you aren't above 500 in your own conference, you clearly aren't the best team in the country. And so you are not entitled to play for it. But again, we're kind of off the rails here.
You could also bring Clemson into the discussion. It went 14 and 6 in the ACC, didn't get in. But then again, they got bounced in the first round by Morehead State in the NIT. So, maybe they got that one right. I don't know. Sorry, Clemson fans. I'm not knocking on. I'm just saying these are the things that happened. And maybe Clemson was just completely disinterested. Whatever. Why don't we talk about the Hornets?
Yeah, let's steer it back to the Hornets here. We'll go back to the original question. How much does the NCAA tournament matter in terms of bubbling up players and showing, you know, a performance at a certain level for the NBA? Because you've obviously got players like LaMelo Ball who never played in the NCAA tournament. Then you've got guys like Gordon Hayward, Terry Rozier, Mark Williams, who all thrived in tournament play. One of them, it was, you know, an inch away from having the most iconic shot in the history of the NCAA tournament be in his resume, and even missing it, it's a huge part of his resume. So how much does the tournament matter when you're looking at establishing future stars for the National Basketball Association?
Well, I think it's one of those situations. I mean, we can talk about former Hornet legend Kemba Walker and his run through the Big East and the NCAA tournament and so on. Great players appear in great moments in big games. And, you know, Hayward, a guy that, as you say, an inch away from beating Duke in the national championship game. Kemba, all that he did at UConn. These players are players that we now know about them, but they kind of cut their teeth and became a national story and got into the consciousness of basketball fans by their work in the college tournaments. But again, I think that players, I mean, you could talk about like a guy like Oscar Tshiebwe, who's outstanding at Kentucky. And, you know, I don't know where he's going to go in the NBA draft when he gets there, but I would assume it's going to be pretty high. And, you know, you talk about players of that ilk, they've already kind of shown themselves for what they can do in the regular year. In the playoffs is their time to see how they step up when the pressure's on. Sure, general managers take note of that, but I think in the NBA, and I could be wrong, and a guy like Mitch Kupchak has forgotten more basketball than I'm ever going to know, he's already identified in his mind players that he's going to be watching in particular in the next 3 weeks.
I think that's more than fair. And I think, you know, we are in an era now where there's so much AAU basketball. Guys are playing a ton. There's a ton of tape. And you want to see, because it's an 82-game schedule, how people compete on an everyday, every game basis. Where is that motor? Not when it means the most because it's a national championship game, but in theory where it means very little because it's just another random game amongst all the others in the season. Because in the NBA, you have to have that level of compete on a daily basis or else it's not going to work. But all that said, I do think when you see players under the maximum pressure when the lights are the brightest, it kind of brings something out and it can be a differentiating factor. So I'll be curious to see, particularly among some of these elite prospects, these elite talents, how they perform here in March Madness. However your bracket turned out, I'm sure it's busted by now, but good luck. Enjoy the tournament. We all do here with the Hornets as well.
Let me jump in. Just the flip side of that in terms of what NBA general managers are also looking at. While they're watching the tournament, we also know that Mitch Kupchak made a trip to Paris, France recently for a guy that's not in the tournament to kind of take a look at him, who shall remain nameless. But
sure,
you know, if you're listening to this podcast, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
But even with that, I mean, you see players in Europe, some of which are, you know, and it's not a be-all, end-all. Giannis Antetokounmpo played on a lower-level team in Greece and has clearly become arguably the best player in the world. But I do think when you look at, like, a Luka Doncic or the person we are talking around here, you know, they're playing at a very high level and performing at a very high level. So somewhat similar to college, where you're seeing, all right, there's some guys that are big-time prospects who are freshmen on a team dominated by seniors, and they have less shots, less stats. Then there's other guys who, it doesn't matter how old you are, the guy can play. Or, you know, last year with Paolo Banchero, he was the leader on a Duke team that made a Final Four run. So I think there's examples in all facets, wherever direction you go, college, professional, overseas, or whatnot, standing out is the important thing.
It's a very big pool of players that general managers are looking at, and the pool is not confined to the United States. It's global, and I don't envy the work that a guy like Mitch Kupchak has to do, because that's a lot of pots and a lot of spoons stirring those pots to find out what's going on and what's going to bubble to the top.
It's very true, very true. Right now, we all get to enjoy March Madness and get to enjoy the bracket, enjoy it for what it is, of a fun few weeks here of college hoops. Still got a fun few weeks of NBA action left for the Hornets. We'll talk about tonight's game against the 76ers in a little bit. Coming up next, the latest rookie ladder is out from NBA.com. It does not include Mark Williams. What does that mean? We'll talk about it next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Sam Farber and Mike Solarte of Spectrum News One. You can find him on Twitter at Mike Solarte, M-I-K-E-S-O-L-A-R-T-E. He's the sports director again at Spectrum News One, and a big-time presence here at Spectrum Center, covering the Hornets and everything else going on around the Queen City and the great state of North Carolina. All right, Mike, so the latest rookie ladder comes out, and you know me over the last couple of years here. We do a podcast every day. I have to find stuff to get angry about, and the rookie ladder is perfect for it. You know, a couple of years ago, it was who the heck thinks LaMelo Ball's not a top five rookie when he got hurt. Now it's Mark Williams, who I'm carrying the banner for. But I do understand why he has fallen off of the rookie ladder, which, in case you're unfamiliar with it, NBA.com puts out basically a leaderboard for rookie of the year. And they go about 12 deep, and it says what they've done in the last week or 2 weeks and, you know, where they were drafted and whatnot. And Mark Williams has started to populate that list and start to climb up it a little bit. But he's fallen off now because he's been out of action. He had the thumb sprain, hasn't played in the last almost handful of games now, and it seems to have taken away his opportunity to make an all-rookie team, because on top of missing the games now, he missed games early compared to the rest of his rookie class because he was not in the rotation. So it does seem to have, if not eliminated, made the odds very long that he will make an all-rookie team. But my question for you is, ladders, honors aside, have you seen enough from Mark Williams to feel good about the Hornets center situation moving forward for the years to come with him as an anchor to it?
Absolutely. I mean, like you say, he wasn't a part of the rotation early. When he did start to get his minutes, he exploded. And you saw the start of what could be a very, very solid NBA career from Williams, as he was just kind of finding his way. As an NBA player, he is still very rough around the edges. But while he's rough around the edges, it's not going to take a whole lot to kind of smooth those out and make him an everyday NBA player, in my opinion. Now, of course, coaches see things better than I do. But when I look at the interior for the Hornets with Williams, Nick Richards, he's a relatively young guy still. And the movement, the trade of Mason Plumlee away opened the door for those two to continue to split more minutes and play more and get more experience for a guy like Williams. I can definitely see him being a viable piece to what the Hornets want to do going forward, not just because he's on a rookie contract, but because as he develops his game, he's going to become more and more of an interior presence. It all depends, of course, what style the Hornets want to settle on. And the draft is going to have a lot to do with that. Where the Hornets end up picking after this very, very, very difficult season is going to tell a lot as to what direction the team wants to go in terms of style of play, players they have on the roster, and going forward. So I haven't seen enough of him to say he's more than just a five. Like, I don't know. We haven't seen him, I think, consistently, and that's probably because of playing time, show that he can step back a little bit and hit a mid-range, hit something that isn't right at the 10, not a dunk, something like that. And I think that's just going to come with more experience and more game time, more trigger time on the floor. To me, I think Williams is definitely a guy that this team can really build around in terms of how you fill out the rest of your roster. Because you know, with him in the middle, you've got an anchor there, and how the other four players you put on the floor are going to certainly do well with him as a complimentary piece.
There's no mistaking it. When he took over as the starting center, the team's defensive rating started to elevate and the block shots numbers started to elevate for the Hornets. So a lot of things got better, even though, as you indicated, you're correct, he is not by any means a finished product yet.
No,
he's got a long
not.
Ways to go,
yeah.
And he'd be the first to say that, and the coaches would as well. But we're starting from a pretty high level right now with Williams.
That's the good point, is that he came in with really high IQ, really high skill set. So he doesn't have a long way to go to get to be a completely finished product. But the things that he has to take care of, the things that he has to build upon, are still there. I mean, we can't say that he's perfect. Nobody is perfect in this game. But Williams, in terms of how he is going to produce and get better and become an every day, every night, every game center in the NBA, those days aren't far away, in my opinion.
And this is where, you know, the difference between being on an all-rookie team and being a part of the foundation of a team moving forward, this is where the differential starts to happen. Because, say, a guy like Jalen Duren, who played a lot early for Detroit, put up great numbers, probably enough to make an all-rookie team. But at the same time, they've already brought in, you know, a couple of guys who are drafted top two, James Wiseman first and foremost, that play the same position. So what is that going to shake out for Duren in that Detroit center room, so to speak, in the future? You know, Duren's going to have a role to play. He's a very talented guy. But, you know, there are other people that are clogging up his path to being a starting center in the NBA, whereas Mark Williams, the path has kind of been cleared a little bit for him based off what he's shown. So we'll see if Mark gets back out there on the floor, if he can get back on the rookie ladder and, more importantly, make a run at an all-rookie team. I thought if he had played the final 15 to 20 games of the season, he'd get there. But injuries have been the story of the Hornets season, and that continues here through the rookie season for Mark Williams. Coming up next, we've got a game to preview. Hornets taking on the Philadelphia 76ers tonight. We'll preview it for you next with Mike Solarte of Spectrum News One after this on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty."
And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Mike Solarte, our guest, Spectrum News One sports director. See him nightly there. He covers the Hornets. He covers college basketball, everything going on in the great state of North Carolina. Panthers news. There's been a little bit of that lately, too. He'll cover that for you as well. And I'm sure tonight he will be covering Hornets versus the Philadelphia 76ers. Tickets are still available at Hornets.com. Happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way, for you,
Thank
Mike Solarte.
Thank you very much.
How do you go about covering sports and celebrating in whatever fashion you find fit St. Patrick's Day on the same time?
Well, St. Patrick's Day for me at work is really boring. It really is.
All right.
Because, I mean, it is. I can't go out and celebrate with my Irish friends on their big day and have a sip of green beer, as it were. You know, I don't get to do that sort of thing. So when it's on a Saturday, all bets are off. But it's on a Friday, I got to work.
There you go. Well, the Hornets are working as well. They'll take on the 76ers tonight. You've done this a couple times with us. We're looking for players to watch for the Hornets, for the 76ers, and a statistic to watch as well. Which category would you like to begin with?
Let's go, players to watch.
All right, let's start with a Charlotte Hornet. How about that? Who on the Hornets do you think is the player to watch tonight?
Well, I think when you're looking at a team in the Hornets that is obviously, you know, it's been a struggle. It's well documented, the injuries and everybody trying to find their way and find a role. I would like to see Gordon Hayward have a game that is Gordon Hayward-like. And, you know, again, he was dealing with the shoulder throughout the early portion of the season. He's really not, in my opinion, found his stride, found his game that we've grown accustomed to here in Charlotte since his arrival. And obviously injuries are a thing. But I'd love to see Gordon have a night to just kind of take some of the heat off of Terry Rozier, take some of the heat off of Kelly Oubre Jr., who was outstanding in a loss to Cleveland with the 28 points. Rozier played a dynamite game against the Cavs. I'd like to see Gordon step in and knock down some threes and get into a rhythm and have the bucket looking like it's a big sewer and just start filling the thing up. Because something like that for him, I think, is going to be a good validation of the work that he's put in. He's done a lot, but he hasn't gotten, in my opinion, all the results out of a game. I'd love to see him do that against Philadelphia.
I like the pick. I'm going to go with one of the guys you mentioned there. I'm going with Terry Rozier. It is, after all, his birthday today, 29 years old. So happy birthday, Terry Rozier. I'm looking at Terry. He's been so strong for the team, and I think this bodes well for the squad moving forward. Clearly, with the overall record being 22-49 and the team on the precipice of being eliminated from any kind of postseason competition, it hasn't gone the way that anyone would have planned it to for the Hornets, and yet night in, night out, Terry Rozier puts forth these great efforts and does everything he can to lead the team to a victory. And I think that's the kind of example you want to see set for the young players. You look around the neighborhood for the Hornets, other teams near the bottom of the standings, most of them don't have a Terry Rozier who sets the tone and sets the example and says, hey, I don't care what our record is, we're going out to try and win a basketball game, and if you don't want to come with me, I'm probably going to fight you. So Terry Rozier, he sets that kind of tone, and I think that's just so important, not just in the years where you're trying to win a championship, because you can't just turn that switch on. We've seen too many teams try to do that and fail. It has to be something that's in you, and it's certainly in Terry Rozier. And so for all his efforts all season long on his birthday, let's get him a win.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that. I absolutely have loved Terry since his arrival, and the way that he has really just kind of been the guy to be that leading force for this team throughout the injuries. He's missed time as well. But throughout all of it, he has been the consummate professional. And there is nothing more that I respect than a guy who, even when the chips are down, stays the same. He is the same guy. He's going to give you the same maximum effort. He's going to do his best. It may not go well for him on the floor, but he's not going to stop trying. And to me, that's the benchmark of a great pro, and I think Terry's a great pro. It's a great pick, and yeah, happy birthday, too.
Happy birthday, yeah. Terry. You're 29 years old today. Yeah. Let's go with a 76ers player to watch next. There's a big MVP candidate in the middle of that roster. Is that who you got your eye on?
I mean, the low-hanging fruit here is Joel Embiid. I mean, he went for 53 last time they played.
Yeah,
I mean,
he did.
You know, and it's hard not to it's hard not to go with him. I don't need to sit here and talk about how good he is, how, all the accolades. If you minimize Embiid's opportunities, minimize his impact on the game as best you can, because you're not going to stop him, then you give yourself a chance to win. So to me, it's Embiid.
He also had a birthday yesterday, turned 29 yesterday.
Who cares? Happy. He's on the Sixers. I don't care.
Happy birthday to Joel Embiid as well. Yeah, he's such a load to handle, and the 53 points was out of this world. He's special. He's very special in the NBA, and a tough one to handle, and be interesting to see how the Hornets young bigs handle him on this one here tonight. I'll go with their other superstar, James Harden. I think for Philadelphia to win a championship, it is less about Embiid and more about James Harden, because we've seen the Sixers with Embiid as the centerpiece, and he'll continue to be that for the remainder of this run that they're on with him, you know, and ultimately I think a championship will come on his shoulders the same way, you know, there's other guys on Milwaukee that are prominent players, but that was Giannis's title. And, you know, similarly for a lot of other guys, MJ's title when the run happened for the Bulls. It's not that other people didn't contribute, but they're attributed to the greatest player on the team, and that is Embiid. But he hasn't been able to get there on his own. James Harden has had other opportunities as the leading man. Now he comes in probably as the number two on that team. I think he is. I'm indicating that he is.
Yeah.
But they're not going to get there without him playing at a very high level. So they're coming down the stretch run in their season as well, trying to get to a top two seed potentially. The Sixers could. So James Harden, my guy to watch for Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, Batman needs a Robin.
Yep.
You know, and that's not, and James Harden as a Robin is not really a bad piece. You know, that, so you hit the nail on the head. If Philadelphia is going to get over the hump, it is going to depend on Harden, because you make teams pick your poison. Do you, if Harden is going well, do you take him away? And if you try to take him away, that frees up Embiid, and vice versa. I mean, that's a really deadly combination they have.
No question. Last but not least, we need a statistic to watch. Remember, points is cheating. Can't just say points. What do you want to see happen here in this one for the Hornets to get the W tonight? Or maybe what statistic will be most determinative, other than points, of the outcome?
Yeah, defensive rebounds. I think defensive boards are going to be big, and that's, you know, an opportunity for the guys in the middle to show what they can do and handle the glass when Embiid is trying to get offensive boards. If they can get the rebounds and minimize, again, limiting Embiid's chances in close, even though he can step away from the basket, if they're able to take away offensive opportunities, second chance points, that sort of thing, I think that's a big key for Charlotte to have a chance.
I like it. It's been a little bit of an issue for the Hornets last couple of games. Of course, Cleveland, another very big team, I think across the board they are bigger. Don't have the biggest guy in Joel Embiid, but they are a bigger team than Philadelphia is, and they're very good on second chance points. So more of an edge to Cleveland, but still something the Hornets need to clean up.
They have bigs, but Cleveland, from what I mean, watching those games, they have length. Their length is kind of ridiculous. So yeah, that certainly made it a kind of an unfair fight.
I have to go in a different direction. I'm going to go to turnovers. I think that's another thing the Hornets have to get back under control. Again, Cleveland is a very good defensive team, so that's part of the puzzle here. It's not just the Hornets in a vacuum forgot how to hang on to the basketball. The other team is playing defense, and the other team happens to be the best one in the association at it. So there are multiple layers to this, but still, Hornets, 19 turnovers in each of those last two games. Got to get that back to a reasonable level. If for no other reason, then if you take 10 fewer shots than the team that has Joel Embiid on it, Joel Embiid's going to win the game. So Hornets have got to get the turnovers back under control. If they can do that, they've got a chance to win the season series against Philadelphia. Hornets beat them at Spectrum Center last season. Hopefully it's our St. Patrick's Day celebration / Terry Rozier's birthday present that the Hornets get a W tonight.
Yeah, those turnovers led to 35 Cleveland points last time out. So perfect number to pick out, a perfect stat to pick out there. If they can limit that, I think that gives them even better chance.
On his nightly sportscast, he is turnover free. Mike Solarte, our guest
you
here.
You haven't watched me lately, have you?
Our guest here today on the Hornets Hivecast. Mike, thanks so much for joining us in studio.
Yeah.
And we look forward. I don't think we'll be able to squeeze you in with your busy schedule here the remainder of this season, but hopefully we talk in the offseason and building up towards a very successful 23-24 campaign.
Always here when you need me, buddy.
Mike Solarte, join him nightly on Spectrum News One, their sports director, and find him on Twitter at Mike Solarte. That's going to do it for this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Thanks to our producer, Rob Longo, for putting everything together, and to all of you for tuning in. For everyone here, I'm Sam Farber, saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along, and we'll talk to you next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.